Chapter 6 Reading Page 79 Noins Part 1 Captain King, Master Spaceman, has been all over space. He often tells his friends stories of his adventures. This is one of them.
Peters, our navigator, was lost again. We were running out of food. So towards evening, we landed on an unexplored planet. Lamb, our pilot, brought us down gently in a valley close to a great cliff of smooth, black rock. In the cliff there were doors of 2 stories high. All 12 of us left the ship and approached the doors carefully. One was a little open. We went through it into a huge cave. The furniture inside was earth type, but huge. You could play tennis on the bed and have a bath in the bowl on the bedside table.
"Let's get out of here," Peters said. "This is the home of a monster."
"It's clearly partly human, so it may be a friendly monster," I said. "Don't argue," I said. "We are going to wait." The ground began to shake. The door opened, and some animals hopped in. They looked like kangaroos. Giant kangaroos. Following them was a huge monster. It looked almost human, except that it had a single, huge, red, glowing eye. The monster turned to close the door and shouted,
"Good night, friends."
The friends outside shouted,
"Good night, Gork."
Then Gork shut the door, turned round, and saw us. He gave a roar that turned our blood to ice.
"Aliens! Aliens in my cave! How did you get in here?"
I thought fast and said quietly, "Good evening, Mr. Gork. My name is Nobody, and these people here are my..."
Gork roared again, "I know who you are. You're aliens, and we kill all aliens in this valley. That's our custom. Tomorrow at dawn, you are going to die. All of you."
Before we could move, Gork pressed a button on the wall beside him. Steel bars sprang from the ground around us and closed over our heads. We were caught like rats in a trap. Gork pressed another button, and a powerful magnet above the cage pulled our guns from our hands.
"Well, Captain," Lamb said,
You were wrong about the monster being friendly, weren't you?
And why did you say your name was Nobody?
I have a plan, and Nobody is part of it, I replied.
You'll see. I turned to Gawk and said, Mr. Gawk, it is true that we are aliens, but why can't we be friends?
Believe me, sir, we come in peace.
Gawk said,
You come in peace, but tomorrow you'll be in pieces. He roared with laughter. But listen, Nobody. I'll do you a favor. Tomorrow, you'll be the last one to die.
Peters turned towards me. When he spoke, his voice shook.
I hope your plan's a good one, sir. If it isn't, we're all going to die.
No, we're not, I said. We're all going to live, Peters. Trust me.
Listening, page 82. Picture sequencing. A few years ago, Gawk's sister, Gawkella, visited Shanghai. Listen to the story of her visit on the recording. The pictures are not in the right order. Write the numbers 1 to 8 to show the right order. 1 is done for you.
1. Gawkella wanted to visit China. She flew her spaceship over Shanghai. She landed her spaceship next to the Oriental Pearl TV Tower. 2. Gawkella got out of her spaceship. She walked around the streets looking at the shops. Unfortunately, she stood on some of the cars. 3. Then she decided to cross the river. She took the Pujiang ferry. She sat on the roof so that she could see the view. 4. Next she went to Chengfeng Park. It was a hot day, so Gawkella had a swim in the pool. 5. After her swim, Gawkella was hungry. So she went to a restaurant and had a seafood meal. She ate lots of fish. 6. Then she went over to Zhongshan Park. She was feeling tired, so she sat down. She sat on a big piece of wood. It went down the steps very fast. 7. Gawkella decided it was time to go home. She took the underground back to the Oriental Pearl TV Tower. The other passengers stood clear of the doors when she got out. 8. Lots of people were angry with Gawkella because she had broken lots of things. She got in her spaceship and flew away to her home.
Speaking, pages 86 and 87. A. Talk time. Expressing definite and indefinite intentions. Giving advice and suggestions. We can answer questions about our intentions like this.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
I'm going to play tennis.
Sure. Definite intention.
I'm thinking about playing tennis.
not sure. Indefinite intention. We can give advice to people like this.
It's cold. You'd better put on a sweater.
We make suggestions like this.
I'm bored. Let's go and watch a film.
Exercise A1.
Hello, May. Are you going to watch the tennis match on Saturday?
I'm thinking about it.
I've got 2 tickets for front seats.
You have? Then I'll come.
Great. I'll meet you at the court at 2:30.
At 2:30. Right.
And you'd better bring an umbrella.
Why?
The forecast says it's going to rain.
Okay, I won't forget. Bye.
Bye.
Exercise A2. Example.
What are you going to do on Saturday?
I'm going to tidy my bedroom.
Definite.
I'm thinking of tidying my bedroom.
Indefinite.